Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. We all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things that God has done. They stood there amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. Despite only giving us a very brief summary of what actually happened on the day of Pentecost, Luke doesn't miss out the fact that many struggled to work out what on earth was going on. For us, it's absolutely clear what a significant day it was, but for many people at the time, it was thoroughly perplexing. Some asked genuine questions, and Peter was about to give them a very full explanation, but others concluded that the bizarre events could only be explained by alcohol. When God works in your life in a big way, there will always be a variety of responses. Perhaps you've been led to be confirmed or baptized, or to change your job in obedience to the Lord, or to work for him in another country. Some people will have questions, and we should always be delighted by this. I remember the time when an uncle of mine became a minister. He had a well-paid job in the oil industry and lived in a beautiful home in the suburbs. As a minister, he lived in a much smaller house in a far less attractive area and saw his income reduced enormously. There were inevitably many questions. Such moments give us, like Peter, a superb opportunity for explaining to people what our faith means to us. But be warned, there will always be people who will laugh off your experiences. It must have been very hurtful for the apostles to hear that some people thought that they were intoxicated. We should never be surprised by such responses, but should be patient and gracious as we explain what's going on. It's hardest of all when such reactions are from people in our own families. We'll need special grace to keep our cool and to respond wisely and graciously. So let me ask you this. How do you respond when people laugh at your Christian commitment? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to respond with wisdom and grace to those who are perplexed by our faith. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.